Southwark News, Thursday, November 27th, 2014. Council slams High Court over unlawful eviction verdict. Southwark Council has claimed a High Court judge was clearly wrong when he ruled that its officers had unlawfully evicted a tenant and conspired to cover it up. The tenant, who can only be named as AA, brought a claim of £2.4 million against the council for the loss of all his belongings, which the council destroyed after kicking him out. Judge Anthony Thornton, QC, was extremely critical of the council and its employees in his judgment, published last month, but despite angry protests, the council has ruled out an appeal. Judge Thornton ruled AA's eviction was unlawful in a number of different respects, that officers wanted him out of the flat at all costs, sent all his belongings to a tip, and tried to cover up their actions. A report published last week and prepared by Angela Dorso, prepared by the Strategic Director of Housing, Jerry Scott, dismissed the findings of the judge, who has 20 years' experience, and claimed the trial was unjust. It states, "It is arguable that the decision of the judge is appealable for various reasons, primarily because the council's view is that the conclusions on the conspiracy and malfeasance at least were clearly wrong, and also because the trial itself was unjust. It is rare for an appeal to be brought on the latter ground, but the circumstances of this case were exceptional." Finally, the lawfulness of the warrant of possession is a difficult issue on which the Court of Appeal could find against the council. An appeal now would be difficult and not financially prudent. The council has never disputed that it was at fault for the destruction of Mr. AA's belongings. The claim has been settled and the proceedings discontinued. Southwark reached an out-of-court settlement with AA before the judge was asked to rule on damages. They have refused to reveal the sum involved, though it is thought to be less than AA's claim. The three council officers who faced the strongest criticism have been suspended until further notice, according to the report. The council has also promised an internal review of all its evictions that have taken place since 2013 to establish if any others were unlawful. Liberal Democrat housing spokesperson Councillor Ben Johnson said, "I remain extremely concerned that other tenants may have been evicted unlawfully in the past, and that similar cases may occur in the future. A full review of evictions is now taking place, although this will not be external or independent. We are also pushing the council to change its eviction policy in the light of this court case. It is deeply worrying that despite the court ruling and this report to the Housing Scrutiny Committee, not one person in the council has taken responsibility for this shameful treatment of a Southwark resident." In a written statement, Councillor Richard Livingstone, Southwark's Cabinet Member for Housing, repeated his admission that the council had got things very wrong when dealing with this person and their possessions. He said, "We have been open throughout the case, and as it was the council's own investigation that formed the basis of the judgment, and the judge himself found his investigation to be credible, therefore it is unclear what any external investigation would find. Poor treatment of tenants and residents is totally unacceptable, and we are revising our eviction procedures accordingly. Whilst we will apply the judge's findings to future eviction cases, we can only hope this incident, as wrong as it was, does not impact on tenants' confidence in the great work being done by our council officers," he added.